რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. პაკისტანსა და ავღანეთში იზრდება მიწისძვრის მსხვერპლთა რიცხვი. თბილისში გრძელდება საქართველოს თავდაცვისა და უსაფრთხოების კონფერენცია. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი შეხვდა ბიზნესმენ ქიბარ ხალვაჩს, რომელიც სასამართლოში დაობს ტელეკომპანია რუსთავი ორის წილის დასაბრუნებლად. რუსეთის ფინანსამინისტრი აცხადებს, რომ ქვეყნის რეზერვები თანდათან იწურება. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწვალ. სამხრეთ აზიაში 26 ოქტომბრის ძლიერი მიწისძვრის შედეგად დაღუპულების რიცხვმა ოფიციალური მონაცემებით 300 გადააჭარბა. მიწისძვრის სიმძლავრე 7.5 წახდებოდა. ოფიციალური პირები უწყებიან, რომ მაშველებმა ჩააღწიეს ძნელად მისადგომ რეგიონებამდეც. პაკისტანში დაღუპულია სულ ცოტა 241, დაშავებულია 1600-ზე მეტი ადამიანი. ავღანეთში კი სტიქიურ მოუბედურებამ სულ ცოტა 115 ადამიანი შეიწირა, დაშავდა ასობით კაცი. მართალია მიწისძვრის ეპიცენტრი ავღანეთში ბადახშანის პროვინციაში მდებარეობდა, მაგრამ ეს რეგიონი არ არის მჭიდროდ დასახლებული, რის გამოც მსხვერპლი შედარებით ნაკლებია ავღანეთში. ამასთან ავღანეთისა და პაკისტანის მრავალი რეგიონი უკვე დაზარალებული იყო ორდღიანი ძლიერი წვიმებით, თოვლით და მეცხრებით, როცა მიწისძვრა მოხდა. მთიან რეგიონებში გზები და ხიდები დაზიანებულია, რაც აცნელებს სამძებრო და სამაშველო ოპერაციებს. თბილისში გრძელდება საქართველოს თავდაცვისა და უსაფრთხოების კონფერენცია. მისი მონაწილეები მსჯელობენ ჰიბრიდული ომების გავლენაზე ნატოს წევრ და პარტნიორ ქვეყნებზე, შავი ზღვის რეგიონში სამხედრო ბალანსზე და თანამშრომლობაზე, უკრაინის კრიზისზე და ევროპის უსაფრთხოების გამოწვევებზე, ახლო აღმოსავლეთში მიმდინარე პროცესებზე. კონფერენციაზე დღეს სიტყვით გამოვიდა საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე დავით უსუფაშვილი. მოგვიანებით მან ჟურნალისტებთან საუბრისას გამოთქვა მოსაზრება, რომ ევროატლანტიკურ სივრცეში საქართველოს ინტეგრაციის პროცესი ძალიან კარგად მიმდინარეობს.
ჩვენი პარტნიორები ევროკავშირიდანაც ნატოდანაც ხედავენ პირველ რიგში ქართველი ხალხის მონდომებას, რომ გავხდეთ ნატოს წევრი, არა იმიტომ რომ ეს პრესტიჟული კლუბია, არამედ იმიტომ რომ ეს ჭირდება საქართველოს და ეს ჭირდება დემოკრატიულ მშვიდობის მოყვარე მსოფლიოს.
განაცხადა დავით უსუფაშვილმა. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი წამებისა და არაადამიანური მოპყრობის ამსახველ ვიდეო მასალებთან დაკავშირებით სამართალდამცავ ორგანოებს მიმართავს და საზოგადოებისთვის ანგარიშის ჩაბარებისკენ მოუწოდებს. ამ მიმართვით ის გამოვიდა სახალხო დამცველთან უჩა ნანუაშვილთან შეხვედრის შემდეგ. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაცია არ განახორციელებს მონიტორინგს ტელეკომპანია რუსთავი ორთან დაკავშირებულ სასამართლო პროცესებზე. ამის შესახებ ადამიანის უფლებების საკითხებში პრეზიდენტის მრჩეველმა კახა კოჟურიძემ უთხრა ჟურნალისტებს ბიზნესმენ ქიბარ ხალვაშის განცხადებაზე გამოხმაურებისას. კოჟურიძის განმარტებით ასეთი მონიტორინგი სასამართლოზე ზეწოლად იქნებოდა აღქმული. მანამდე პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი შეხვდა ბიზნესმენ ქიბარ ხალვარს, რომელიც სასამართლოში დავობს ტელეკომპანია რუსთავი ორის წილის დასაბრუნებლად. შეხვედრის შემდეგ ქიბარ ხალვაშმა ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ მარგველაშვილს აუხსნა საქმის სამართლებრივი მხარე და თხოვა, რომ მისმა წარმომადგენლებმა სასამართლო პროცესს მეთვალყურეობა გაუწიონ. რუსეთის ფინანსამინისტრი ანტონ სილუანოვი აცხადებს, რომ ქვეყნის სარეზერვო ფონდი შესაძლოა ამოიწუროს 2016 წლის ბოლომდე, თუ მსოფლიოში ენერგიის ფასები ამჟამინდელ დონეზე დარჩება. სილუანოვმა 27 ოქტომბერს მოსკოვში უთხრა ჟურნალისტებს, რომ ბიუჯეტის დეფიციტი 2015 წელს სავარაუდოდ 2.6 ტრილიონ რუბლს, ანუ 41 მილიარდამდე დოლარს შეადგენს, ხოლო 2016 წლისთვის მოსალოდნელია 900 მილიარდი რუბლის დეფიციტი, თუ ბარელი ნავთობის ფასი 45 დოლარი დარჩება და დოლართან მიმართებით ეროვნული ვალუტის კურსი 62 რუბლი. ევროკავშირმა ხელი მოაწერა კოსოვოსთან ასოცირების შეთანხმებას, რაც ითვალისწინებს უფრო მჭიდრო თანამშრომლობას და გზის გახსნას ევროკავშირში გაწევრიანებისგან. ევროკავშირის საგარეო პოლიტიკურმა ლიდერმა ფედერიკა მოგერინიმ და კოსოვოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ისა მუსტაფამ 27 ოქტომბერს სტრასბურგში გააფორმეს სტაბილიზაციისა და ასოცირების შეთანხმება. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა გაგაცნოთ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our program. Requests and dedications are coming your way for the next hour. I've got information about our big giveaway that begins on Friday and a lot more to talk about here on Border Crossings. One thing I want to talk about is a brand new song off a brand new album, which is the fastest selling song in the UK of 2015. The song just came out. It's already number one. And it is Adele and her first song off her upcoming new album. I'll talk more about it. But first, we'll let Adele say hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
as she hangs up her flip phone. That's Adele. Hello on Border Crossings. She's breaking all kinds of records. First of all, it's the fastest selling song in the UK of the year. Number one in the UK charts already. And that song has just broken a online video viewing record, which was set by Taylor Swift this past year. 20 million views in 24 hours for Bad Blood. And Adele's video for Hello, 27 million views in 24 hours. More views than anybody for any video. The song not only number one in the UK, but it's also number one on iTunes in 102 countries. That's a lot of countries. The album is called 25. It comes out November 20th, and Adele just did an interview with Beat One, which is a popular program throughout the UK, and she said that she just might not be calling her future albums her age anymore. She said it worked for 19 and 21, but, you know, she said there's a massive change for me the past couple of years, having become a parent and all of my friends suddenly growing up and having responsibilities that we haven't had. I just don't know how I'm going to feel about myself forever. But the idea of naming albums after my age is something that I did to show a photograph of what was going on in my life at the time. And I feel like not that much is going to change profoundly from now on. Who knows? The album 21, by the way, which came out in 2011 and 1 year later had sold 30 million copies, earned her 6 Grammys. Unbelievable. And there she is. She's in the record book, the Guinness Record Book, 21 different times. That's Adele with Hello on Border Crossings. Hello, we welcome you to the show. I'm Larry London. Ray McDonald's in, and he's brought his cheerleader with him. Here's Omi by request for Nalawi Dereje, who's relaxing while listening to Border Crossings. All right, Omi, take us to your cheerleader.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheated? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She loves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? I'm pretend who will make you feel like cheated. I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Blessings. And that is Omi and his cheerleader. And his cheerleader, she just might be using a hula hoop right now. That's his new song, Hula Hoop. I'm Larry London. It's the Border Crossings on a Tuesday. And you know what that means? Ray McDonald is here, and we've got Chart Chat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Larry. Hello, everybody. And I have one song that's in the top 20, and I have two songs that are knocking at the door of the top 20. And I guess we should start with the one that's in the top 20. It's Drake, Hotline Bling. It's holding at number 2. The video dropped last week, and I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure everyone with any internet access has seen it. It's a fun video. I mean, it's turned into this huge internet meme, and we're going to have to talk about that a little bit. But first, let's listen to the man himself, Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
I'm doing my Drake dancing here in my chair.
I have found someone who hasn't seen the video
Where?
For Hotline Bling.
Who's the guy? Where is he?
He's sitting next to me in the studio. Greg, you haven't seen it either?
Vince?
Vince?
Vince has seen it.
I mean, come on, guys. Get with the program. This thing burned up the internet when it dropped last week. It's become this huge source of internet memes. Basically, you have Drake doing this kind of funky, spastic, kind of dad dancing. You know what dad dancing is. It's when you don't really have any idea what you're doing, but you're just kind of moving your arms and legs around. And
you pick it on dads.
Hey, I'm one myself, so, you know, I'm entitled. But this thing has become a huge hit on the internet. And Drake is holding at number two with Hotline Bling. And, you know, we'll see if he can knock The Weeknd out of the box.
It's a creative video. I was just watching it.
Oh, there you
go. So now I've seen it.
Yeah.
Where he's got his tennis racket and he's hitting tennis balls and swinging, dancing while he's hitting tennis balls.
They have him dealing cards. They have him swinging his tennis racket. I mean, everyone has taken that video and just added their own little touches to it.
I want to know if that's Serena Williams' tennis racket or his own. That's what I want to find out.
Well, you know, Drake and Serena are supposed to be an item, just like Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton might be an item. And you were mentioning that they performed Hotline Bling on The Voice.
Yeah. I'm thinking of putting that on the Facebook page, putting the video of them performing that song together. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
To have a country guy and a pop girl singing an R&B hip-hop hit. So, interesting.
Gwen's on the market. She and Gavin Rossdale have finalized the terms of their divorce. Gavin gets an undisclosed amount of Gwen's earnings. He gets primary custody of their three kids because of Gwen's touring schedule. She's a little busier than Gavin. You know, not to put too fine a point on it.
Ouch.
Under California law, they're entitled to, each one is entitled to 50% of their community property. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a prenup. This was something that surprised me.
Wow.
When they got married 13 years ago, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale didn't have a prenup, which was very trusting of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very good about finalizing the terms of the divorce, probably so as not to affect the kids. They didn't want to be fighting in public, so my hat's off to them for that.
Well, congratulations.
All right. On to the next song, which is a song I like a lot. It's super catchy, from a singer who writes very catchy songs and sings very catchy songs, Ellie Goulding. It's called On My Mind. It moves from 23rd to 22nd place. And Ellie, as always, has been very visible. And we'll talk about her after On My Mind. Ellie Goulding on my mind, moving up one slot to number 22 on the Hot 100. That is supposedly Ellie's answer to Don't by Ed Sheeran. Now, Ed and Ellie were together very briefly, and the story has it that she cheated on him with one of the guys from One Direction. And so this is supposedly her answer to Ed. Who knows? Anyway, it's a catchy little song. It's from her Delirium album, which arrives on November 6th. And last week, BBC Two premiered another single from that album called Lost and Found. And that's a super catchy song, too. It's going to be interesting if On My Mind and Lost and Found do battle on the chart. I don't know why. Maybe Lost and Found isn't going to be available commercially, mm-hmm. because I would think that the record company would wait for On My Mind, you know, to run its course before they drop it.
Now here's a question I have for you, because you're Mr. Music. And so why on earth do all of the heavyweights want to release their album at the same time in the same month? You got all these albums coming out in November, and if you look at the average, what, teenager doesn't have all that money to go out and buy. If I like three of the six artists coming out, I don't have $200 to buy album CDs with anymore. I mean, you know, buy one for my $20 and that's what I've got.
Well, I think largely it might be an accident of scheduling. I mean, November 13th is a big day because then you have Justin Bieber against One Direction. Ed Sheeran will be re-releasing his Multiply album in two-disc form, like with special bonus cuts and also a DVD of a live concert in Wembley. So he'll be in the mix.
Hmm. And Adele on the 20th. And
yeah, you've got Ellie on the 6th.
Wow.
And then the big day on the 13th. And then, of course, Adele, you know, crashes into the party on the 20th. Of course, these are the weeks immediately preceding the Christmas and Hanukkah gift-giving season.
Exactly.
So they're sort of backloading the entire release year.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you can win the Now 56 CD here, and it doesn't cost you a penny on this very program.
Absolutely. And speaking of November 13th, our next artist is also dropping her first full-length album, and it could be kind of a sleeper pick, at least here in the United States. Her name is Alessia Cara. The song is called Here. It moves from 29th to 23rd place, so it has some momentum behind it. And we'll take a closer look at Alessia after the song.
ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
უცხოეთში სწავლა, რა თქმა უნდა, სასარგებლოა, ამიტომ რომ გამოდიხარ უბრალოდ შენი კომფორტის ზონიდან.
საინტერესოა, რომ მაგალითად ბავარიის მფარველად ითვლება წმინდა გიორგი და ღვთისმშობელი. წილხვედრობის მომენტი ამათაც აქვს.
როდესაც ენა იწევს შენს დამორჩილებას, ალბათ მერე გეხსნება ის სივრცე, რომელშიც მერე შეძლებ თარგმნასაც.
უსმინეთ ოქროპირუხაძის ყოველკვირეულ პროგრამას ხუთ შაბათობით 19 საათზე და განმეორებით შაბათობით 16 საათზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
That's a clever song. Alessia Cara, Here, moving from 29th to 23rd place. It has kind of a little trip-hop vibe to it. It also, as Larry and I were saying, it has kind of an early Adele vibe to it.
Not bad girl. I mean, I like her singing. You know, she was, I guess, became popular on the internet through her postings.
She's a 19-year-old from Ontario, Canada. Canada just keeps pumping out these superstars right now. I mean, all of them seem to be Canadian. She started playing guitar when she was 10. She started her own YouTube channel at 13. So the internet, again, is her pathway to stardom. Earlier this year, she signed with Def Jam. Here came out in April. It racked up more than 500,000 streams in its first week. Now, this is one of those songs that really spreads, I think, by word of mouth, and people really get behind it. Alessia's debut full-length album is called Know It All. It drops on November 13th, and before the song, I was saying that this could be a sleeper pick, at least here in the U.S. Now, of course, you got Justin Bieber and One Direction battling it out, and Ed Sheeran's in the mix, too, but I could see this going top five as a debut.
Yeah, it's a great sounding song.
Yeah.
You know, she's a hot property right now.
Yes, she is. A talent on the way up. There are a lot of young talents on the way up right now.
Yeah.
A lot of folks to watch out for. I'm doing my top five show, and Shawn Mendes is in the top five now with Stitches, another Canadian teenager.
Right, right. The top five are, you know, it's all Canadians. The Weeknd's got two, and Drake, and then
the only
Shawn
American
Mendes
is Fetty Wap.
Oh, I thought Justin Bieber was one of the top five.
Other than that, yeah, Justin's in there too.
Yeah.
It's Weeknd.
He's got
Drake.
Two songs, right? The Hills and...
No, only one. The Hills is still number one. Drake is number two. Bieber's number three. Fetty Wap is number four. And then Mendes is number five.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, it's a real Canadian onslaught from the Great White North. It's like an avalanche of talent.
And Justin Bieber, didn't he win six MTV Europe awards? So.
Yeah, he really cleaned up at the MTV European Awards last Sunday. Ellie Goulding was there. She sang Love Me Like You Do. But yeah, Justin Bieber has a lot of momentum going in. The Lady DJ and I have a little bet as to which album is going to be number one on November 13th. She's going with Bieber. I went with One Direction. And I think how it's going to play out is that Bieber's going to be number one in North America, and One Direction is going to debut at number one in the UK. So technically, we'll both be correct.
Can I get in on that bet?
I'll make a little side bet with you.
All right. I think it's Slim Whitman's greatest hits. That's what I think.
You're going for the dark horse.
I'm going for the really dark horse. Thank you, Ray.
You got it, Larry.
It's Chart Chat, and you can catch Ray where? Where can you get? I guess you got to be listening to VOA 1.
That's right.
Catch it.
There I am. We're still on VOA 1. Thank goodness. On Thursdays.
All right. And you're, of course, here on Border Crossings every Tuesday.
That's right.
So thank you very much, Ray McDonald. This is Border Crossings, and here's a request from Shamim Ahmed Sanju, who is in Bangladesh, listening to Border Crossings and in the mood for Celine Dion, The Power of Love.
The whispers in the morning of love asleep and tired are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender.
How I feel. your pretty ass. Some hood, what you looking at? Cause I'm good for that. Breaking bags, I'm good for that. Might just be your blood for that. You might fall in love with that. Got love for that. What's your name? Who you with? Where you from? You the shit. Choose and pick, get the right one. All these chicks got the light one. All these hits got the light one. All these bottles got the light up. All these models got the white one. What you gonna do? How to front? Whoa!
Is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, babe? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you, we gon' need it, babe.
Was the realest, I was the baddest, we was the illest. When he approached me, I said, yo, what the deal is? In and out them dealers, rockin' chinchillas. I got him in the back of that back, I think he catching feelings. Now it's all eyes on us, and it's all lies on trust. And if them wanna trip, tell them they tour guides on us. This kitty cat on reclusive, he duck duckin' them gooses. I put him on in that new, now he only with exclusives. He was like,
what's your name?
My name Nick.
Where you from?
New York and this
pick.
You got the right one, all them hoes ain't nothing like them. You know you never wipe them. None of them hoes ain't never hit this. Still at the top of all they hit list. What they gon' do? Meek and Nick.
Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy.
We was the flyest.
We was the illest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was the realest.
I was the baddest.
We was the flyest. Up in the better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Border Crossings. And it is the sounds of Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj, and Chris Brown joining together on a request for Mubarak Mustafa on Border Crossings, and I hope you enjoyed that song, All Eyes on You. Now, Chris Brown's in the news. Apparently, he loves cars. He loves to spend his fortune on cars. He has all kinds of very, very expensive cars that you and I, the closest you and I will get to these cars is probably in a magazine picture. And that's about it. A Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Testarossa, and he's got a few others as well. Some very, very, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions on these cars. And being the devoted dad he is, he bought his little daughter Royalty a toy version of all of Daddy's cars. And he also spoke with Hollywood Life magazine. And he said that recently he brought Royalty into one of his cars in his Lamborghini. And, of course, being a little girl, a little bit over a year, she took her crayons and markers and started to write all over Daddy's leather seats in his very expensive Lamborghini. But he said he's okay. He's okay with it. He loves her. He loves her that much that he would let his daughter write all over his Lamborghini leather seats. Now, that's love. That's love. I want to say hello to a bunch of listeners who send some love to us here at Border Crossings, and I appreciate it. Joseph Gabetti said, I'm online here in Nigeria. So, Joseph, thanks for joining us. Lord OG in Kuwait. Tune into our affiliate in Kuwait, 96.1 FM. Fru Burhanu, a new listener who is a taxi driver in Ethiopia and listening to Shegar FM 102.1, driving around in Ethiopia. Fru wrote in to say that every time Border Crossings comes on the radio, my customers say, turn up the volume. So I think that's really cool. Thank you, Fru, and thanks to whomever might be in the back seat with Fru right now, enjoying this program. So thank you so much to Fru and all the taxi drivers who support Border Crossings. I also want to say hello to Eden Faseha, Fel Bell, Chris Brooke Seleshi, Mary Buckman, Etienne, Shawadinek, Shay, Meklit Asifa, and everybody else who's checked in on Facebook. We'll go through some more names, some messages in just a bit. People have sent me a message at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I just put up a little mention about giving away the Now 56 CD starting on Friday. And this compilation CD includes Our City with Adam Levine, Salento, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Charlie Puth, Ed Sheeran, so many big hits. If you want to win one, you have to be listening, and you have to send me your postal mailing address with your request or your entry. And you can send it in on Facebook. You can send it in by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov, or you can call. We're here for about 10 more minutes. You can call 202-619-2077. Here's a request for Fossil. Fossil Ademishwa. And this is R. Kelly, When a Woman Loves, on Border Crossings.
When a woman loves, she loves for real. She took me back after I broke her heart about a thousand times. She gave her life to me with no regrets. She followed me, and she, the girl she raised me, and I'm forever indebted, and I'm forever indebted. I'm forever indebted to her cause. When a woman loves, she loves for real. When a woman loves, she every touch of her hand, she really did. I knew she's got more faith in me than a beach got sand. And I like to tell her that I'm forever indebted, that I'm forever.
sound to silence the cries. We're cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on. So I met up with some friends at the edge of the night at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents would die, all our neighbors and wives. But I like to think I can cheat it all to make up for the times I've been cheated on. And it's nice to know when I was left for dead, I was found tonight on all these streets. I am not the ghost you are to be. You're lost in a bone. No, you're sinking like a stone. Carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. And carry on.
And that's Michael Osei's request. Michael's in Ghana, and that is called Carry On. It's the band Fun. Some Nights. My name's Larry London. Time now for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. He sang the words, walk like a man, but he sang it like a girl. Let's listen in to the 60s.
Woo!
What?
Seasons, one of their many number one hits, Walk Like a Man, from the group that gave us Sherry and Ragdoll and so many other hits for the Four Seasons. Love their music. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings. Thanks to Greg Burns, our engineer, and Vince Bonner, our producer-director, and you. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal for more requests and...
Echo Kavkaza.
Radio Echo Kavkaza, Radio Tavisupale Evropa, Radio Tavisuplebis Rusulenovani Mautzgebluba. Reportajebi, Experta Shepasevebi, Socialurida Kulturulis Yahlebi, Tbilisidan, Sohumidan, Tskinualidan. Israsat Swagan Vermoismet.
Quisminet, Sirchireze FM Ashwidida Otri. Ovaltre, Otzerzat.
Internetchi chveni misamartia echokavkaza.com